We've got a bay in the Delaware Bay called Stipson Island. It's about a mile long, about three-quarters of a mile wide. You can clearly, on Google Earth, see the canals running down in and under that bay. We haven't been there to measure it yet, but we, looking at the NOAA charts, we think it's about 8 to 10 foot deep on average, and it's very clear evidence that those canals were built before the water table rose up over them. And it's, again, it's an assumption. It's imprecise, but it's a starting point.
Well, that's what I was kind of impressed by some of the material you sent me, is that you're not claiming this is Atlantis or Lemuria. You're not claiming to know exactly the ultimate answers to this. You just saw something interesting, and you're asking questions about it.
Exactly. One of the first things that I decided when I started seeing this, before I ever notified anyone that or started asking any other professional opinions, is I had made a determination on my own in looking at it that if it were anything as a phenomena or of major interest, that I was not going to make any preconceived ideas about it at all. That was just my choice. I've been studying a lot of ancient archaeology kinds of things for a very long time, but I don't have an opinion on this material. By choice, I think. I wanted to look at it with the eyes of what is it, not why is it yet.
Or could it be this?
What,
right?
Yeah, exactly. My great drive now is to try to find ways to get a time map of the different sites. We have 270 sites, as you know, identified on our web at that you mentioned at ancientcanalbuilders.com.
Well, describe for the audience, describe for the listeners how widespread. You talked about that number of sites, but how widespread? What kind of over what kind of an area?
It starts at the southern end of Maine, goes all the way through the Atlantic coast to the tip of Florida, up the east coast of Florida, across Mississippi, all of Louisiana, and it's the greatest. Numbers or amounts of canals are in Louisiana and the Mississippi Delta, goes across through Texas, and we stopped by choice at the Texas-Mexican border and did not go further into Mexico in the research because we wanted to focus, I personally wanted to focus on areas that any backyard homespun like me, amateur, could go out to these sites and see them for themselves. If they're a diver, they could go dive on them. If they had a boat and wanted to go out and do any kind of research, they were there. And so we chose to stop at the Mexican border, although I will tell you candidly that there are many in Mexico and on further down into the Yucatan just like these. But we've only focused on the 14 states along the Atlantic and Gulf Coast.
And how many of these places have you visited? Have you dived, taken a dive on any of them?
I have not. First, I have to tell you that I'm well past retirement, and I'm not doing any of the field work in terms of actually doing the diving. We visited local areas in Florida on the Atlantic side of Florida because I live in the Orlando area. We haven't been able to get underwater on anything yet or get to physical sites because the primary research has been in just getting them identified and published on the internet to begin with. Now our effort is to start gathering the resources necessary to go do carbon dating and core drills. We want to do core drills from the canals and from the banks beside the canal for matching evidence. And that's what we talk about, a time map, meaning in every location that's relevant or we feel after preliminary research is a target for accurate time dating, we want to get that into a grid so that we can look at, is the Florida canals the same dates, the same relative dates as the Louisiana canals? Are those the same as the ones in Long Island Sound? Are those the same as the different types of canals that are in southern New Jersey? So that's our main drive now, is to get on site and do core sample drills and carbon tests to determine accurate age.